So on a very, very chilled Wednesday evening, I find myself sitting, huddling, keeping warm, in the congregational hall here in Wivenhoe, with a purpose, a very specific purpose. I've got some time with a man who's very, very busy later on. So kind sir, your name please.
Hi, I'm Matt Linley.
And Matt, what is your role, or what are you doing here this evening in the congregational hall?
For my sins, I'm the director of the, I'm director of this year's Wivenhoe Pantomime.
So the Wivenhoe Pantomime, fantastic. So a few more details. First of all...
Okay, so we're doing... We're doing Jack and the Beanstalk. It's a completely brand new script by Wivenhoe favourite Brian Ford. So in effect, it's a world premiere pantomime heading into William Lovelace Hall in January. We've got a great cast, and we've been working on it. Well, actually, we've been working with the script since kind of April, May, but we've been kind of working with the cast since back end of September, early October.
So that's almost really, that's, you know, a sort of 9-8 month timeline to turn around. So from the script being put together and having the cast, all these probably final weeks of rehearsals.
It's probably longer than that, actually, because Brian arrived with the script pretty much finished in kind of March, April. So if you think about the time that he would have spent in putting together the script, he's probably put a good couple of months' work into developing a new script. So it's the
family favourite of Jack and the Beanstalk.
Absolutely.
What can people in Wivenhoe expect come January when you have your opening night?
Well, lots of fun, lots of frolics, lots of stupidity. Lots of silly moments and just a great story. It's just kind of one of the things I really like about doing this is just that sense of that everybody comes to have a kind of good time, whether it's people who are performing or whether it's people that are in the audience, because lots of people in the audience will know who's up on stage, and it's great to see people performing in that kind of way. And I think that's the thing that I really, really like about it, is that there's just we're not talking Hackney Empire here, and we're not talking the kind of city varieties. But what we are talking about is good knockabout fun, which has been put together by people from Wivenhoe for Wivenhoe,
and hopefully also very, very family friendly. So things for adults, but also bring also the children along. It's going to be script.
Oh well, Brian's script is very clever. It works on lots of different levels. So there's lots of moments which are totally family friendly. We're very excited by our Beanstalk, which I've now nicknamed the Big Society Beanstalk, which I hope will be a big kind of family moment. It's being put together by a couple of the primary schools from Wivenhoe, so that's very exciting. But also Brian's script has got lots in it, which lots of kind of little moments just for the more adult audience, and particularly maybe on that. So there seems to be a tradition, not that I would approve of this, but there seems to be, says he very prudishly, there seems to be a tradition, certainly on the Friday and the Saturday night, that there's a slightly more boisterous audience in on a Friday and a Saturday night. And I think there's several moments in there for that particular audience.
Written for Friday in particular. what is the, Matt, the best joke or the worst joke? Can we give anything away right now?
The worst jokes are definitely to do with Kentucky Fried Chicken. Which is something to look out for in the second half. I'm particularly fond of the continual references to melons in there, and I've been having great fun on Twitter with references to melons. That's the point. Actually, if you're interested in the pantomime, do follow us on Twitter. We're Wivenhoe Panto. Yeah, that's it.
That is it. So do a search, and then that's also been updated almost daily. I think it's fascinating. All these calls out for melon jokes, for the Big Society Beanstalk. It's all
so
there.
We're kind of having fun on Twitter with that, and there's several of our cast members who are kind of avid Twitter kind of users, so that's good fun.
Okay, so some final details. So really we need to know, when is the Wivenhoe Pantomime taking place, and leading up to that, where can we get tickets from, how much, all that sort of details, please.
Okay, so it opens on the 19th of January, fingers crossed, and we run right through, that's a Wednesday night, and we run right through until the Saturday. There's a matinee on the Saturday afternoon, as well as the Saturday evening performance, so we'll all be absolutely exhausted on Saturday. Tickets are available from the post office in Lower Wivenhoe, and they're also available from the shop that was Spa but isn't Spa at the moment, which is at the top of town. They range in price. They're slightly cheaper on Wednesday and Thursday. There are £5 on Friday and Saturday.
Bargain, and this is at the Lovelace Hall, obviously.
It is an absolute bargain.
Yes. I'm sort of tempted to say, oh, no, it isn't. Oh, yes, it is. That's part of the fun. Right, this seems very, very busy. We've got various cast members who are already turning up here for one of the final rehearsals as you get closer to the event.
Don't say final rehearsals. We've got a bit to go yet.
Right.
Listen, you've made a certain number of my cast look very, very worried at that particular point. We've got a bit to go yet.
Final month or so. Okay, Matt. Well, I wish you well.
Thank you.
Wivenhoe Panto on Twitter in January at the Loveless Hall. Please do come out, support the event, and it should be a fantastic, I think, occasion for the entire town.
Great. Thank you
for your time.